WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear. Everybody doing out there? Thought I'd start the new show with something a little bit new, a little bit familiar, but also something new, you know. Today we have something really special for you, and really for me, Mr. Kenny Bobian, the king of Gospel House. If you noticed on Facebook or some of the social networking sites, I've said that he is the godfather or the father of house music, but that's because that's how I see him. And the more research I did, I noticed that he's more widely known as the king of gospel house music, and that makes sense because, you know, his music reigns supreme. And I'm looking forward to speaking with Kenny and playing all of his music and, you know, really talking about his career. 25 years doing anything is amazing. So we're blessed to have him, and I'm excited to have him coming on today. Hope that you're having a good start to your weekend. Hope, you know, you're enjoying these nice, warm summer days. I was just thinking about it the other day, how brutal the winter was for us here in the Northeast. And we have to appreciate every moment. For those of you who didn't notice, we have a new radio station. It's WJBR. And the telephone number has changed. So it's 347-996-5394. That's 347-996-5394. The rules still apply. If you want to say hi, you have to press 1. And I'm just going to kick it off right now. You know, I like to, because it's a new start for me with the new radio station and everything, the new radio channel, I'm going to start with something a little spiritual. I always like to start off everything with a prayer or something spiritual. But I'm also in a dance party mood because I feel really excited today. So I'm going to do a little Robinette. Featuring Mary Mary, dance.
We want everybody to get up this evening.
Get on up. That's right.
Have a good time. Turn the music up. Yeah.
Woo, woo, ooh, na, na. Woo, woo.
That's how we're going to do this tonight. Check it. Dance. Everybody down with us, just dance. Wanna feel the groove and clap your hands. They ask who's blessed tonight, I am. God's been good to me, never to be too late. And continuously, he's great. He's on time, even if I have to sit and wait.
Sitting in the corner, reminiscing about the course my life has taken. All my
Hey, that was Robin S. with Mary, Mary. Now, it's so funny with that song. Everybody can hear Mary, Mary, but you didn't know that it was Robin S., right? Isn't that funny? I mean, well, maybe you knew, but I didn't know when I first heard it until I spoke with Robin S. I was like, I had to make sure. I'm like, was that really you? And she was like, yeah, that was me. She's really good people. Shout out to Robin S. And right now, we're going to find out what's going on in the world with my boy, homeboy, Nathan James. And now, what's going on with Nathan James?
Good morning, everybody. I'm Nathan James, and here's what's going on. A polar vortex in the middle of July. Believe it, that's what's going to happen this coming week as major portions of the country, including the Northeast, the Midwest, and the Northwest, will see record cool temperatures for the month of July as a major low comes down out of the Arctic and the remnants of Typhoon Niuguri swoop down and bring rapid drops in temperature in cities like Minneapolis, Chicago, Washington, New York, and even as far south as Charlotte, North Carolina. Meteorologists say that the remnants of the super typhoon Niuguri that hit Japan earlier this week made the jet stream wavier than usual, and beginning on Monday, the jet stream is going to dip much further south than it normally does, bringing all that cool air with it. People who remember the dreaded polar vortex of last year's severe winter don't have to break out the winter jackets, but the temperatures that result will feel more like early fall than midsummer. A federal appeals court has struck another salvo in the battle for gay marriage in the American Southwest, ordering the state of Utah to recognize gay marriages performed in the state after a lower court found the ban on gay marriage in Utah unconstitutional. Although the lower court had ruled against the state was steadfast in its opposition, saying that it refused to recognize marriages performed for same-sex couples anywhere in the state. Over 1,000 same-sex couples had weddings in Utah during the temporary stay of the ban by the Supreme Court, but the governor of Utah said that they will not recognize and will prosecute anyone performing them. Yesterday, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ordered the state of Utah to comply with the Supreme Court's ruling, and Sonia Sotomayor will be the judge that the state of Utah will appeal to, quote, avoid uncertainty. The Utah Attorney General said the state recognizes that pending cases regarding same-sex marriage in Utah impact the lives of many families and individuals. However, we seek a clarification of state law, and we do not agree with the court's ruling. In other news, The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, the militant group that has been taking over various cities in both Iraq and Syria to create an Islamic State that spans both countries, is feared to be creating a safe haven in the northern part of Syria where they control most of the territory, from which they could launch attacks against the United States and her allies. U.S. counterterrorism officials say that right now the Obama administration is limited in what it can do as long as it retains its policy of not conducting military operations in either country. However, they said that if intelligence shows that they are planning terrorist attacks or acquiring more weapons, that the United States would then be forced to act with military intervention. I'm Nathan James, and that's what's going on.
Thank you so much, Nathan. As always, informative and on point. And I'm really nervous about that change of weather you mentioned.
Yeah, it is part of, you know, our weather is changing. And even though we're going to have record lows in different cities, it's not going to get out of the 70s during the week this week, which is very unusual for mid-July. Usually it's close to 100 degrees here. That's not to say that our climate isn't warming. May was the hottest May on record since they have been keeping such archives. And the meteorologists at the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration do expect June and July to be the hottest months in a long time, in spite of this cooling trend that we're going to see over the next 10 days.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. I don't know. Should I bring out a sweater or,
I know we're in sweater territory, but certainly a light jacket and definitely an umbrella for the beginning of the week. And it's just, I thought it was just something interesting to bring up because polar vortices are usually associated with the middle of winter, not this time of the year.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Nathan? I wouldn't know about half of the things that you talk about unless you said it. So I appreciate you bringing us the news all the time, You know, we need to know what's going on in the world.
It's always my privilege and my pleasure.
Well, as always, if you hang out when Kenny shows up, which will be in a little while, you are more than welcome to say hi.
Thank you so much, Javon, and I just want to wish you well on the WJBR radio station. I think it's going to meet with extraordinary success, and I'm very proud of everything that you and the Brunch in the Basement with Javon crew do every week.
Yes. It's been quite a ride. It's extraordinary, and I'm having a great time with it so far, and I'm hoping that, it gets bigger. Anybody who's listening, please tell your friends about the show. We need to spread it and, keep it moving. Keep it moving. So with that, it's time for our Chaka Khan moment, man.
Yes, and, it is. We need some Chaka Khan. I need some Chaka Khan in my morning today.
Don't you? Isn't it, Nathan, like just sometimes you just need a little Chaka in your soul? Like,
yes, I do.
And for me, it's like damn near every day, just a little bit of Chaka Khan to get me going. So ain't nobody doing it like Chaka for me, so let's play Ain't Nobody here on WJBR. Yeah, that was today's Chaka Khan moment. Ain't nobody. And right now, we're going to go to Mika Ray because can't nobody lead us to the G-spot like my homegirl, Mika Ray. Hey, Mika.
Hey, Javon. How are you?
I'm groovy, baby. How you doing today?
You know, I'm trying to groove with you today.
Are you you in a little funk?
No, not really.
Are you in a bad mood? I mean, you're entitled, Mika. You could, you know, if you want to be in a bad. Oh,
I'm not in a bad mood. I'm okay. I've been cleaning out my little closet, going to the little Goodwill, trying to give away some things. So I'm sitting here thinking in the car, like, did I take out my favorite jeans? So that's what I'm in. That's the mood I'm in. I hope I'm not giving away my favorite jeans.
Yeah, you don't want to give away those favorite jeans, the ones that fit you just the way you like them to fit you.
Right. And
a pair of jeans that fit you right, it feels like home.
Yes, it feels like home. Ah, man. So, yeah, I was just sitting here wondering that when you put me on, so.
Oh, I caught you in the middle of the jeans funk. Okay. So
yes,
what you got for us today, baby?
Well, today I just kind of wanted to talk about breakups, especially in the lesbian community. I just feel that for some reason they're much harder to get over. And because I personally think that it's the emotional connections we make with, you know, our partner. And our partner normally becomes our best friend, our only friend. And we have such a strong bond with that person that even when the breakup is happening, you're like sitting there in denial.
Right.
I can't believe it's happening. And I do think that's why a lot of us still remain friends with our exes, which I don't, in some ways, I don't feel that's very healthy because you're holding on to something. You know, I feel like a lot of times you become friends with your ex. If it's like a year, 2 years, 3 years later, I think you've had some time to, you know, get over the relationship and you've had time to kind of move on a little bit. But when you're just remaining friends as soon as the breakup happens, I think you're still kind of holding on to those lingering issues, and you're not meant to linger in hope of getting back together. You're not allowing yourself to heal. But
yeah.
I have a few tips, and the first thing is just making sure you realize this breakup is happening. It could come as a shock to some people because they feel like maybe on their end that everything is all right, there's an issue. Sometimes you haven't even argued. But a lot of times it's just the other person may just want to move on. And maybe they weren't feeling satisfied by just the status quo of your relationship. And, okay, because a lot of times it's not us. It's the other person. So recognize that it's happening. Get out of denial. Because the sooner you are out of denial, the quicker you can move on and start the healing process. If you're feeling like any type of anger, I think you should definitely take time to identify what that anger is and figure out a way to resolve it, either by going to counseling or maybe sitting with your ex-partner and trying to work through what happened and understand their viewpoint. We are all different people. You know, we are all different people. We all change in life. And we have to be able to understand that sometimes someone needs to do something for themselves.
Yes.
And that can kind of help with the anger. But definitely also get some support from friends, from family. I feel like when people do not have that, so much harder to survive a breakup because you don't have anyone to talk to. You're so alone in this world. And, you know, you feel like your family has gone because this person has become your family, your best friend. And you feel a little alone. And that makes it much harder to get through it. But surround yourself with friends. Try to continue to do the things that you love to do so that you would not fall into a depression of some sort.
Right.
Definitely work on getting closure. I think I talked about that. I also feel that a lot of people break up with folks and they automatically jump into another relationship, and I guess that's their way of numbing themselves from the pain. But when you jump into another relationship, you are bound to make the same mistake in that new relationship, because one thing that you're going to always carry with you is yourself. And if you don't take time out for yourself to heal, to identify, you know, if you have contributed to anything that caused the breakup, and then start working through those things and becoming a better person, then you're going to just bring your same old negative energy to that next relationship, and it's going to be another breakup that you're going to have to try to get through again. So definitely take out that baggage before jumping into something else. And it does make it easier. I understand, like, rebound sex and rebound relationships make it so much easier because now you don't have to face yourself. You don't have to face the pain. But just, you know, take time out. And, of course, you know I'm a big advocate of journaling.
Yes.
Journal, write, to get all this stuff out of you, the anger, the hurt, the pain, find an outlet that can help you release all of that stuff. And I think that's about it. That's about all I have. What do you think?
I think that those are some good things, and especially to wait a good period of time before you jump into a new relationship. You know, I think that we should take time to date ourselves.
Yes.
In between relationships. And, you know, like, see what it is that we need, and that way you, and also take stock, like you said, you know, and by journaling or however you like to create lists.
I like that you brought that up, because a lot of times we get into a place of contentment with who we are as a person, and we don't take time to reflect on the changes or the growth that we've made, or who we have become, date ourselves so that we can relearn who we are.
Right, right.
So I like that you brought that up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I remember there was a period between relationships. And I dated myself for a good 2 years, man. I was really into me at that point. But it made me really take stock of what I really, really wanted in a relationship and what I absolutely did not want. And, you know, I never settled from there. And even though I think from that point, how many? Maybe two or three. Two, possible three relationships later, between each one, I think maybe I had two more relationships in between. Like,
uh-huh.
I had one more relationship and then the one I'm in now,
okay.
Which
okay.
We're getting ready to celebrate 10 years. So it seems like it's working.
That's wonderful.
It's working for me, you know, that I really had to look at what it was that I did not want in a relationship. But, like,
uh-huh.
I don't want to be around a smoker. I don't want to be around a liar. I don't, you know, it's just certain things I just didn't want.
Certain things that you didn't want. And then also when you figure out what it is that you don't want, you will learn how to set those boundaries. So when people come in your life that are doing those things, you can easily say, you know, you're not for me. I don't enjoy that type of life. I don't enjoy what you're doing. That's not the type of stuff I want in my life. And you can set the boundary and get them out. the other thing I was going to say is that it definitely feels like, oh, my gosh, I would never get through this breakup. Like, I would never get over it. I would never get over this person. I would never find anyone like this person. That's the only one. You're right. You won't find anyone like that person. But you may find someone better, you know, and someone that's going to fit who you are and be more compatible with who you are as a person. Things are going to happen in our lives. Right. Things are going to happen to us. But if we just take the time to allow ourselves to get over it, we will discover something better, something new, something fresh. Nothing is ever absolute, and nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing right. lasts forever. It's a moment in time, but life still will go on. You still have your dreams. You still have your goal. You still have who you are essentially in the inside. And that's what matters the most, because you're the only one who can live your life, and you're the only one who can fulfill your destiny. You don't need that particular person in order to do what God has put into you to do.
Right, right. It's true.
He will surround
Absolutely.
You with those people, you know.
So. Absolutely. I'd like to invite anybody who's listening in to call in 347-996-5394. We still have a few minutes before Kenny Bovian calls in, and we can discuss this. If you're going through a relationship situation where you're breaking up, or you're thinking about breaking up and you're scared to break up, or you've been out of a relationship for a while and, you know, you're still hurting and you want to just talk about it, or you've been out of a relationship and you've moved on and you want to share how you did that, you know, feel free to call in. Don't be shy. I noticed that people have started getting shy when Mika Ray is on the phone, and they just like to listen to you, Mika. They just listen, and then they comment like later when the show is gone, or they inbox me about it. You know what I'm saying?
So, they don't have to be intimidated. I don't bite.
Yeah, well, unless you're, you know, well, okay, I'm not going to go there. You know? I don't know. There I go again. Okay. Here's a caller. Let's see. 7621, would you like to comment? What's your name and where you calling from?
Why, good morning, ladies. It's Henry. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Henry.
Hi, Ms. Ray. Hi, Ms.
Hey.
Ray, how are you? Oh, I did get a chance to call in while you're on the air.
I'm so glad, shy. Henry.
Me too. I'm not shy. I think this is an awesome topic, because I believe there are so many in relationships that will be coming out of them or already. And in my case, that is the case. I'm pretty much so over it, and I do things in a healthy way. So, you know, I was never in denial. But one thing I wanted to express was, It was a mental situation. Like, I got involved with someone that I found out later was bipolar.
Oh,
that
wow.
That is a really, yeah, that's a real serious situation. Because as far as the intensity of the love and, you know, the joy and all that, I mean, it was really there. So, I mean, I was blindsided. Yes, I was. With the aspect of them having bipolar. And that is something that, what I took from it was, before I get really into anyone, I want to know from the door, are there mental issues that we need to be concerned about, and what
okay.
are they?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, and I can say I was sort of warned as the relationship progressed from loved ones and friends. You want to go. You want to get out of this. You cannot deal with this. And I was like, oh, come now, you know. I can do this. And I was very sincere. But no, it wasn't something you can do. I mean, really, the
yeah.
personality change. It was deep. I really.
Well, dealing with
so,
a mental illness in a relationship is really, really, really hard. Especially if you have, you know, you don't have experience with it, you don't understand it, or you've never really been around it. I've come from a mental health background. I've worked with all types of mental disorders, bipolar, multiple personalities, all of that. So you know, I have a little bit more insight, so I'm knowing I can recognize those symptoms pretty quickly. But I think that, like you said, it's very good for you to know what it is that you can and cannot handle when it comes to a relationship in regards to mental illness, physical illness. And that comes with just taking the time to date someone and really getting a chance to get to know them before you are emotionally invested to that point where it's hard for you to let go.
Right, no question. And, you know, I'm glad I had strength in that area because I'm a realist, you know. I mean, it's either going to work or it's not. And, you know, I'm not about going through, I'm not about going through a lot of changes because I provide a lot of peace, you know, stability, serenity, and all that. I mean, like, if it's not going on those levels, I can't deal with it. So, you know, I was blessed to get out of it without a lot of changes. I mean, let's be real. I mean, it was intense. So I really, really was in love. But, you know, reality overtakes all of that with me. Oh, yeah. So it's all good. It's all good. You know, I wish them well. And, you know, we just got to move on. I mean, I just couldn't do it. No. But I'm at the hairdresser, But I had to call and show my support. So I'm on the line. I'm listening and good stuff. And I'm glad I got to talk with you. I'm not shy. I will have some more things, but I got to get back in. JV, keep it up. Keep it up. And I'll be listening, okay?
Okay,
keep listening.
Keep
calling.
And thank you so much.
All right, talk to you. All right, bye.
All right, sweetheart. Yeah, you know, that's really, you know, something to look for. You know, when you are dealing with someone who has mental health concerns.
Yeah. I have a workshop prepared for that. I haven't done it yet, but I really do want to bring that workshop out because there are many of us that do. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in our life. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with our partner because a physical illness and even a mental illness sometimes can develop over time and through life because of an accident or some life change. And how do you handle those types of relationships? Is it something that you can stay in and survive, or is it something that you can't handle and you have to let go of? And that is something I really, really do want to get this workshop out there for people because life changes happen, you know, happen with people. And we do need to know how to handle those life changes.
Exactly. It's something that we need to keep talking about. So,
we'll start it one day on this show, but I definitely want to do a workshop on that and kind of give people some ins and outs of that because it's not easy. It's not easy. It can be very taxing on the person that's healthier. You know. So.
Right. Absolutely, I agree. So with that, if people still feel like they want to talk about this topic and they want to call back, you know, call in at any time, you know, if Mika's still around, you going to hang out today, Mika?
Yeah, I'll be on today.
Okay. Then we will definitely, you know, she'll be available if you want to chime in, even if you can't call until a little later while Kenny's on. I'm sure he won't mind. He's a man of God, so he's about positive relationship building and such and so forth and being good to yourself. So I think he won't mind, maybe even chiming in on the discussion if you want to call and talk about that. So we'll be here.
All right.
And so what we're going to do now is we're going to kick the mood off. We're going to start the mood off for Kenny Bobian coming in and just start playing some Kenny Bobian music. How about that? Yeah.
struggling.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Brunch in the Basement with Javon. The telephone number to call in is 347-996-5394. And with us now, we have none other than the undisputed king of gospel house music, who, you know, I don't know what else to say except for thank you and amen to all the beautiful, wonderful house music grooves and music and words of praise and uplifting music that he's provided for us for 25 years. That's a long time. That's a long time to be in the business and to survive and to still be considered one of the greatest in his genre. So right now, everybody, I want to introduce you. It's my pleasure of introducing you to Mr. Kenny Bovian.
Hello, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Thank y'all so much, man. I appreciate that. I like the little hand claps and everything.
You know, I got, I'm trying to make it special, Kenny. You know, I'm trying to make it interesting, make it pop, you know?
Well, you always do. You know, you always do. You always make it special. I have to say that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You're a sweetheart, man. People, I don't know if people know that about you, like how nice of a guy you are, what a gentleman you are.
I try. I mean, I really try. I try so hard, you know, especially with people in the world today. You still, you know, you can't not be who you are because sometimes people will push you on that. You know what I mean. But
yes, I do.
I try. I try to stay. You know, I try to do what my mama taught me.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yes, thank you, please. No, thank you.
Yes.
Have a nice
yes.
day, you know.
Exactly, exactly. Don't always sometimes. Respond to what people put out, you know. Sometimes you just can't do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And one of the most wonderful, wonderful things about you and about what you've been doing for the past 25 years is that you always keep it on a positive note.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're always positive, always positive, and I love that about you.
So you
and look, coming from the Bronx, it's not always easy to keep my head and to behave and be nice. So you're from Newark.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the same thing right there.
Pretty much.
How were you raised up in the church? Because I mean, we all know that your music is gospel and is house. So were you raised up in the church?
Pretty much. You know, my mom started going to church real heavy when I was about 8 years old. And from eight, you know, up until now, I've been in the church. You know, I mean, even though I come from a line of preachers and stuff like that, you know, we had our share. You know, my mom did her thing. You know, but when I was 8 years old, she started going to church. We was in church all the time. And from there until now, it's been that. You know, I think that's where the positivity and the trust in God and all of that stuff comes from, you know. So, I have to say, I'm how old am I now? Yeah. I've pretty much been in church all my life.
So how old am I now, right? No, I'm getting ready to hit one of those ages myself that you say.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, it's a blessing. You know, that's
it's a blessing.
So,
listen.
How did you, were you singing in the choir?
Mm-hmm. I sang in the choir. I sang in the children's choir first, and then at 12 years old, I ended up in the adult choir because my voice was so big. And normally you weren't allowed into the adult choir until you were older. But at 12 years old, I had such a big voice and I was leading songs with the adult choir. And see, I come from a church in Newark, Revival Temple, and Bishop Jeff Banks and the Revival Temple Mass Choir were big recording artists for Savoy Records. I don't know if you ever heard of Savoy Records. It was the number one gospel records company in the world. And Bishop Jeff Banks, who was one half of the famous Banks Brothers, pastored that church, and that choir were hit makers. And so I ended up singing in the adult choir, and we were recording and everything. Yeah, so, and at 12, it's just amazing. I mean, it's amazing to me because I always knew what I wanted to do, you know. So, and I love gospel music. I love what gospel music does for people. I love what it does for me. And, you know, I that's how it started, right there on the corner of 16th Avenue and Littleton in Newark, New Jersey.
Wow. You just said something interesting, what gospel music does for you. What what does it do for you?
It uplifts me and encourages me. It makes me forget about all the negative stuff that I'm surrounded with. You understand what I'm saying?
It
puts me in a place where I don't have to worry about all the bad things that are going on around me. You know, it's an encouragement and an uplifting to my spirit that when things in this natural world is not going the way that we think they should, there's something about God communicating with my spirit to let me know that no matter what's going on in your life, all things work together and you're going to be fine, you know, and to hear that, to sing that, and to have that minister to you, it just takes you to another plane and takes you to another place. And it just encourages you and causes you to know that no matter what bad things that are going on, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, you know, and in all your ways acknowledge him, he'll direct your path, you know?
Amen. Say that.
Mm-hmm.
You ministering to me right now, brother.
But that's what it does. It takes you somewhere. Even if you see me on stage performing, a lot of times, if you watch real close, my eyes are closed and it's like I'm in another world. It's because it takes me there. It takes me to that place where I'm forgetting about all those things that are behind me and I'm moving forward and pressing toward those things that are before me. Because if I keep living in the past, I'll never get to my future. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what it does
to me. That's what it does.
That, you know what, and that right there is a lesson that most of us have a really, really difficult time with. If we continue to live in the past, we won't even get to our future, you know? The future will be the past.
Yeah.
You know, that's deep.
And you waste so much time trying to relive the past and saying, what if, and I should have did this. Well, you didn't do that. That didn't happen. This is what happened. Now you have to move forward. You have to forget about those things. They happen. It's over. Now you have an opportunity. Every day that you wake up in the morning, you have an opportunity to make those things right. You have an opportunity to make your life better. So move forward. Go ahead and do it. It's never too late. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. It's never too late.
Exactly. So now, all right, so then at what point, because I'm seeing you as this young man in the church, you know, I mean, obviously our lives are more than one dimension. There's more to us than just one thing, whether it be church and family life and school as a, you know, young person. At what point did you first hear house music? And prior to that, what kind of music were you listening to and how did you start getting into that thing?
Okay. Well, you know, even in church, you know, we're young. So I grew up in the 70s and the 80s. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, even with you being young, you adapt to all the new music that's out. You know, and the time that we were in church, you know, they told us, they called it devil music. And they said they told us that we couldn't listen to that kind of music. And we snuck and listened to it anyway. You know what I'm saying? We listened to Stevie Wonder and we listened to LTD and Melba Moore and Chaka Khan and you know what I'm saying? So we did anyway.
Absolutely.
So we ended up being some of the most well-rounded kids because even though our parents were like, no, listen to that music, you listen to gospel. We love gospel music. We love the gospel singers, but we also love what the church calls secular music. You know, I love me from Asher and Simpson. And I was that kid. I always knew that I wanted to be in the music industry. I always knew that I was going to be a singer. I was singing since I was three. And when I went to church, I always knew that I wanted to be a star. That's what I said. I said, I want to be a star. I want to go on stage like Melba Moore and like Luther Vandross. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I always knew what it was that I wanted to do, you know. And, you know, when I was young, we listened to, you know, those songs that we call house music classics were big R&B records back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like Melba Moore, You Stepped Into My Life and I'm Oh So Happy. You know what I'm saying? Fonda Rae, Over Like a Fat Rat. You know what I'm saying? Songs that, you know, that they say, oh, those are dance classics, but these were big number one R&B records. Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive.
Yep.
Who else? We had Chaka Khan, Clouds, and I'm Every Woman, and I Know You, I Live You, and you know what I'm saying? What is that song I used to love by Chaka Khan? She sang this song called Tearing It Up. I love that record.
Me
you know,
too.
And we love records like that. That was real music, and it caused us to be more well-rounded. And when I got to that point in my life, listening to that, you know, it kind of helped me. You know, we were sneaking and we were doing it, but I just knew that that's what I wanted to do. And as a teenager, you know, we were ending up in places where we had no business being. You know, at 15 and 16, there was this place in Orange, New Jersey that was a very popular spot called the Peppermint Lounge. And every Wednesday there was a talent night, and you could win a money prize. And I did my first talent night up there at the Peppermint Lounge. I was 16 years old. I had no business in that place. And I went up there. I did. I went up there with a group. Because, you know, when you're young, everybody, and you can sing, everybody wants you to be in that group. And at that time, New Edition was hot. So now every young male group wanted to be like New Edition. I always knew somehow that I didn't want to be in a group. I knew a group wasn't for me. I wanted to be a solo artist. I knew what I wanted to do, but I guess, you know, with your peers, you know, your peers can kind of push you into something that you really don't want to do. And these guys were great guys. So being in that group, we sang with the group and it was okay. You know, the performance was okay. They liked the performance and, you know, I didn't get the response in the group that I thought we should have gotten. And I was like, we're not going to win this talent show because it's another group that came up there, another group. I don't even remember their name. I think they were called Exotic Taste. I think that was the name of the group. And they got up there and they tore up. And I was like, we're not going to win this because they love this group right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they love this group. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sing by myself, y'all. And I got up there and I sang A House Is Not a Home by Luther Vandross.
Wow.
And when I tell you, I cried. And the reason why there was tears in my eyes, one, I was 16, right? Two, I have never seen anyone respond overwhelmingly to me on that level.
Wow.
The talent show wasn't even over. They had more acts to perform at the talent show. But when I did A House Is Not a Home, I lied to you not. Chuck Luck, that was the host. He stopped the show. He said, the talent show is over.
Wow.
He said, there's no need to hear anybody else. And called me out and gave me the money prize. He said, I don't know who you are. He said, but this boy is a star. Just like that. And I had no business in there. And I think they knew it. And from then on, it went on, you know, to me doing other. It was that moment that let me know, you're not a group singer. You're not a group singer.
Yeah.
You can't do that. And from then on, I started going into the clubs. That's when somebody introduced me to Zanzibar. You know, I'm 16 and 17 going inside the Zanzibar. And I think they knew. They knew I wasn't supposed to be in there, but they let me in. 16 and team at the Zanzibar, listening to Tony Humphries play all kinds of music. I'm like, oh my God, what is this? This is house music. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
And you know, at that time in Zanzibar, they let you in, but you didn't go right upstairs. There was the downstairs. They had a DJ playing downstairs, and you go downstairs and waited until they opened up the upstairs. And downstairs, you would be. It wouldn't be nothing for you to be sitting downstairs, sipping on a soda, sitting next to Gwen Guthrie.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Gwen Guthrie would be sitting over there, and the Weather Girls would be in the corner over there waiting for them to open up the upstairs. And, you know, that was something to me. At this point, I was about, at this point, I was about 17, getting ready to turn 18. And every year, Zanzibar had their special anniversary. I don't know if you remember those anniversary weekends where they would do those special cookouts by the pool and all that stuff.
Yes.
Well, this particular year, in the beginning of the year, they started doing a talent show. And C.C. Rogers and his band was the house band. This is before C.C. made it big with Someday. C.C. Rogers and his house band was the band for the talent show at the Zanzibar. And I have been listening to so much stuff. The talent show had opened up so many doors for singers in the tri-state area because Zanzibar was that club on that level. Well, I was from Newark. I was a young guy. Everybody got up. I had never seen so much talent in my life. And my friend was like, well, are you going to sing? You should duet with me, and we should do it. We did a duet thing again. I'll never forget it. We did Slow Jam. Play another Slow Jam. This time make it sweet. Remember that song?
Yes, of course.
Slow Jam. We did that song. And we did that song. I knew then from the response of the audience, they loved it. But I started seeing those acts come up there again. It was like a repeat of the Peppermint Lounge. I started seeing those acts again, and I was like, we're not going to do it as a duet. So I went, and I signed up for Kenny Bobian to do a solo song. And I got up, and I did Superstar by Luther Vandross. I loved Luther. I wanted to be the next Luther. I wanted to be the next Luther. I did. And I sang Superstar by Luther Vandross. When I tell you, and this is how I know that God has called me to be an uplifting, a spiritual uplifting to people. I know this is a long story, but I'm getting
it's okay.
Somewhere.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
I knew that God called me to be an uplifting, a spiritual uplifting. When I sung A House Is Not a Home, there was such a glorified presence in that room. Something happened to me. And every time I get to that level, I start to cry.
Mm.
Like I'm starting to cry now.
Okay.
It's just something about when God gives you something, he gives it to you as a gift. And he knew who he was giving it to. And he knew that I would not make him shame. And he knew that I would be grateful for everything that he did for me. And I would put it out in that music. And when I tell you, Jay, the room, something happened in the room. I can't explain it to you. Something happened in the room. And C.C. Rogers looked at me. He said, I don't know who you are, and I don't know where you came from. He said, but I have never seen anything or heard anything like this in my life. And when that talent show was over, I won the talent show. And then they had the finals on the weekend of the anniversary. They had the finals.
Mm-hmm.
They had dancers and comedians and everything. And it was really good. These people were really talented. And it was my turn to sing. I was so nervous, Jay. I was so nervous.
Mm.
I got up there and I sung. I think I sung another Luther song. I'm not sure if it was, no, I know what it was. I sang Superstar again because I was going to sing So Amazing by Luther Vandross.
Uh-huh.
And CC whispered in my ear and said, no, sing Superstar. Sing, don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, babe. He said, sing that song. And so when I got up and I sang it, the same thing happened again, but at another level. Shelton Hayes was in the office. Billy Press was running Club 88 at that time. Shelton Hayes was in the office. He called Billy Press. He said, you need to come down to Zanzibar. You need to come down right now. Billy said, what's wrong? He said, I don't know. There's something happening here. There's this kid on stage, and I've never heard anything like it. I've never seen anything like it in my life. He said, you need to come down here. And Billy Press was down there in a flash. By the time Billy Press had got there, I was already at the, it's all right, it's all right. Say, ooh, baby, it's all right. It's all right now. Keep it there. I was already there. And when he got there, it was just something in that room. Something happened in that room. And I won the finals. And with the finals, you won so much money. You won a pass all weekend. That weekend, I met Marshall Jefferson. I met so many producers. And I ran into a friend of mine, Eddie Stockley, who I used to sing background with. He introduced me to the Fly Guys, Guy Vaughn and Cedric Guy at that time. They produced Keisha Jenkins, Pam Russo, so many, Tana Gardner, so many people. And the rest is history. I started doing dance music then. I started singing backgrounds for everybody. I mean, for everybody. For Marshall Jefferson, for Ten City, for Kim Mazzell. Everybody that you could name, I was singing backgrounds and performing with them. I ended up being one of C.C. Rogers' background singers. I ended up traveling with him. He ended up being family to me. And I traveled around the world with him. You know, and it just turned in. It was from there that I realized that this is what I'm supposed to do. And house music wasn't even first on my list, even though I knew it. I performed it. I wrote it. It wasn't even first on my list. I wanted to be the next Luther. I wanted to be a balladeer. But, you know, that's not what God, that's not the plan that God had, you know. And, you know, that's how it ended up being, you know, where it is now. In the beginning, I tried to do the love songs and the main lines and songs like that, but I couldn't. That's not what God wanted me to do. I had to find my niche. I had to find my place. What is it that I can do that's different, that can make the people connect? What do people need right now? You know what I'm saying? And then that's when I got the call. Because, see, before I even started as a solo artist, I was signed to Warner Brothers. I was on a major label. I was the lead singer for a group called Def Con 4. And we were doing R&B and funk and hip-hop, and we did pretty good. But after Guy Vaughn passed away, who was my best friend, and after we lost that deal, I didn't want to do anything anymore. I went into a depression. And I got a call one day from Paul Scott and Shane Thompson, who were called BOP, the Brothers of Peace. And they said, we want to do a song over, a remake of a Sylvester song, and we know nobody can do it but you. And I was like, well, what's the song? At that time I was tired. I was like, well, I got to work. I got to do this. They was like, well, look, we'll pay you this amount of money to do the record. You know, you can come in and do it. And I was like, you'll pay me what? And when they told me, I was like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. So I went to the studio, heard the song. When I heard the song, I said, I love this song. I said, you want to do this? I said, but you guys are house. He said, no, we're going to do a house version of this song. I said, are you crazy? I said, that's not going to work. He said, yes, it is. So I listened to the song. And as I was recording the song, I closed my eyes and I went back to that time on stage at the Peppermint when I was 16. I went back on the time on the stage when I was at Zanzibar when I was 17. And I started thinking about all the things that had happened to me from then up until that present time. And I realized that if it had not been for God, the best friend that I've ever had in the world, I wouldn't be where I am. And that's when we recorded the song. You know, and in life we search for so much and we look for so much. But I realized at that time, that I had been looking around, but God was there all the time, you know. And when we recorded that song, I've been looking around, but you were here all the time. And we recorded that song, and I'm telling you, I had no idea that You Are My Friend was going to do what it did. We had absolutely no idea. Jay, you know, I started hearing the song in the streets. The first time I heard the song, back then, in the at that time, the little guys used to buy those little Honda Civics with the hatchbacks, and they used to put those big speakers in the back. You remember that?
Yes, and they used to ride
through the streets with the hatchback up. And one guy rolled by my house, and I heard the song. I was like, oh, that's hot. I was like, oh, my God, I got to get that. Who is that? My sister said, that's you, fool. I said, what are you talking about? She said, that's you singing that song. She said, I knew that was you. I kept listening to it. I was listening to it in the club the other day. She said, that's my brother. She said, that's, and I listened. I said, oh, my God, that's You Are My Friend. And I called Paul and Shank, and I said, I just heard You Are My Friend. They said, Kenny, are you sitting down? I said, yes. They said, Kenny, this has been the number one song in the clubs. They have been playing it on the mixes. Have you been listening? I said, no. They said, Kenny, we got 5 calls for gigs for you. So a gig a week started turning into 2 gigs a week, 3 gigs a week, 4 gigs a week. We was hearing it on the radio. They were playing it everywhere. All, I'm telling you. And then the overseas gig started coming in. And Paul and Shing said, we can't do this. I said, what's the matter? They said, we're not managers. We're producers. We have to get a manager for you. We have to get somebody because you're getting all these gigs. And I'm telling you, that's how it's been from that day forward, even up until now. And when I did You Are My Friend, I said, this is what God wants me to do.
Yeah.
He wants me to encourage the people, to uplift the people through my music. I can't do Padlock in My Heart, You and
right.
I finished. I can't do that kind of stuff. That's not what he wants me to do. I can't do Caught in the Act. You know, I can't do You've Been Busted. I can't do that kind of stuff. That's not what he wants me to do. He wants me to uplift the people through song. He wants me to minister to the people in song. And after that, brighter days came.
Mm.
And after that, reaching came. And after reaching came, You Gave Me Love came. And after You Gave Me Love, it went on Blessed and Father, and it went on from there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
up until
absolutely.
The present time now, and 25 years later, here we are. Here we are. And we're still here. We're still going strong.
You know, you mentioned Melba Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And she was actually the first celebrity to be on my show a couple of months
really?
Ago.
Really? That's my baby. I love her. She's my
oh,
girl.
My God. She is something else. And
isn't she sweet?
She's amazing. And
yeah.
One of the things that she said is that, you know, she just asked God what it is that she's to do, and then that's what she does. She, every day,
yeah.
she asks God what it is. And what you just talked about was obedience and God's blessings. And, you know, Kenny, you are, well, we know that you, well, I don't know if everybody else knows, and we'll talk about that, but you minister in the church.
Mm-hmm.
But you minister, you have managed, and this is what Christians got to get, okay?
Right.
Young
right.
people are going to go to the clubs. Young people
right.
are going to be in the park. They're going to be attracted right. to each other. They're going to be sexual. They're going to be doing things. They're going to be speeding down the highway. They're going to do things. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We're human. We are
yeah.
human. And
yeah.
these rushes is what gives us fun. But, Kenny, you and your music, your ministry touches us wherever we are. We in the club doing what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You Are My Friend is going to come on.
Mm-hmm.
I Shall Not Be Moved going to come on. Father's going to
mm-hmm.
come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you speeding down the highway and you grooving to some Kenny Bobbia music,
wow.
you know, and it's
wow.
going to remind you, slow down. It's going to remind
yeah.
you. God loves you. Just at that yeah. moment when you about to take that extra drink, you know, you shouldn't have.
Right.
that song's going to come. You know, you minister your music, and
What I want to do right now is, since you talked about how it all started, let's play You Are My Friend.
Oh, my God. Go for it.
I never knew till then.
Yes, that's I've Been Around by Kenny Bobian. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. Your falsetto, your voice is so powerful. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's just beautiful. I want to take one caller here.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's been calling on for holding on for a while.
Oh, okay.
7621.
Here. Hello, Mr. Bobian.
Hi.
What's your name?
You?
Where you calling from?
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you my real name. You know, I'm on Facebook as Henry, and I came across JV, I call her Giovanni, and I've uh-huh. always been a supporter. She's such a beautiful person. And, you know, just her
Thank
show
you.
Now that she has, I'm right here. I'm supporting it. But actually, my name is Henrietta.
Okay.
Actually, so, yes. I got to clear that up. Because people are like, what, you have a sex change? You know, we ain't going to go there. But, we don't go there. But anyway, it is my pleasure. You know, I try to do a little research when she has her guests, you know, mm-hmm. so I could be informed. And just hearing you today, because I've been really, really busy. I started a new job. So, mm-hmm. you know, I've listened to some of your songs, and one of my favorites is, of course, you know, just by the grace of God, one of the songs I put in, I took and wrote it, okay, while mm-hmm. I sing. I love that.
Aww.
And just now... Yeah, you want to be a part of my definite everyday playlist. You are blessed. Yes, you're blessed. I don't have to tell you that. So it's just been a pleasure, and I wanted to say hi, and God
hi.
Bless you, and keep giving us that inspirational song. Yes, because it does help. I can't tell you, like you said, you having some days or some just putting it on changes everything, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's
mm-hmm.
just we need more positivity. So keep
mm-hmm.
doing what you do.
Thank
and your
you
story
so
is amazing. Yeah. I'm holding back the tears, so I'm going fast because I'm a big cry baby.
me too. I'm a water head too, so don't worry about it.
Well, we'll all be crying here together.
That's all right.
There'll be a flood in the basement in a minute.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. So welcome. You're very talented. Just keep on doing what you do. Wow, you really got a story to share, and that's
yeah.
awesome.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Henrietta.
Thank you. God bless you. You got
you,
it.
Sweetheart.
All right. Much love. Talk to you later, Davy.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, darling. Thank you. Kenny, I want to take
welcome.
One more call.
Sure.
7469 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, Javon, it's Lynn. I was on my way out the door.
Hey, Lynn.
And hi, Jay. Hi, Mr. Bobian.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All is well. All is well.
That's great. I just wanted to say Deb and I were on our way out the door to get our errands done for the day, and the minute she heard You Are My Friend was coming on the radio, she's like, wait.
So
that's one of our favorite songs, and I didn't want to walk out the door. I was going to walk out the door, and I told Javon earlier that I couldn't call in, but I didn't want to walk out the door. We enjoyed this song so much just now, and we enjoy
you. Thank you so much.
And just want to say, keep doing what you're doing. We love it. Don't stop until God says it's time for you to stop.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. God bless you. Tell Deb I said hello. Tell her I love her.
Thank you. I will.
Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, put Deacon Deb on the phone if you can.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Let her say hello. She loves you, Kenny.
She wants to talk to you. Just talk to her.
Oh, she's shy.
She's hiding.
Hey,
Juan. Hi, Deb. How are you?
Hi, Kenny. Yes,
hi,
good.
Sweetheart. You shy?
Hi.
What you doing? You shy?
I'm not shy. I was in the room.
Good talking to you, though. Thank you so much.
Yes, when I was at Essex County College, We used to play that all the time in the beginning.
When
it first came out, where I was a DJ, and I played that song to death until administration said, would you stop playing that song, please? I said, that's my song. I got to play.
Thank you so
Every
much.
Event, I played that song.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you.
I love you. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the support down through the years. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I really do.
Yeah.
Deacon, thank you so much for calling. Thank Lynn for me, and
okay.
God bless you. Take care of yourself now.
God bless
now.
You too. All y'all, okay.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I will.
So, Kenny,
mm-hmm.
You have been also a pastor. Is that correct?
Yes, I have, for about 15, 16 years.
Are you still pastoring?
I am. You know, it's like anything else, it's been trying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through a lot and just been dealing with a lot. But I have those faithful ones that stick in there and hang in there with you and won't let you throw in the towel, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, so, yeah, my church is called Word to the World International Worship Center, and they're still there, you know. They're hanging in there, and they love their pastor, and they love their church, they love their ministry, and we're still hanging in there. You know what
Excellent.
I'm saying? Yeah,
Excellent.
We're hanging in there. We're different, you know, but we're different the way God wants us to be. I mean, listen, you'll come to our church and hear I Shall Not Be Moved. Don't be surprised.
Yeah,
but
we love that. That's what
mm-hmm.
we need to hear.
Yeah.
So if people want to come check out your church and maybe consider, if someone is seeking out a church and maybe wants to join a church and wants to check out, okay, well, I love Kenny Bobian's music. Maybe I'll love his church.
Oh, my God. Just, I tell you what, you just reach out to us. You, I'm online. It's Word to the World International Worship Center. You know, all the order of services are there. We were in Newark, New Jersey, but we're not there no more. But, you know, you just reach out to us because what happens is that, you know, you have that one spot where you go, but because our church has been through so much, you know, we could be in the hotel, we could be at a special event that we're doing, but we're always online. You can always reach out to me on the Kenny Bobian on my Facebook. You can always reach out at the Gmail, you know, and we give all the information as to what Word to the World is up to and where we are and where you can come see us.
Oh,
I told
excellent.
You it's different. It's very different.
Yes, but you know what? I think in today's times, we have
mm-hmm.
to be a little bit different. Like I said, you know, you back in the 80s, you reached me in the club, you know,
right.
where no
right.
other pastor was or minister was going to reach me doing
mm-hmm.
the things I was doing, but we ain't going to talk about that on the air. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you were able to reach me through your music that way. And now everybody, the young people especially, are on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
if that is your vehicle, if that's where your ministry is, then so
mm-hmm.
be it. That's where it's supposed to be. You know, if it's at an event, then that's where it's supposed to be. I think that's wonderful. I think it was Sarah Dash from LaBelle who told me that you know, because she was on the show too a couple of months ago, and she told me that this radio program is my ministry. And when
yep.
she said that, it kind of clicked, you know.
It's
like,
the truth, though, Jay. It's the truth. And Sarah's a very spiritual person. Sarah Dash, I've known her. She probably don't remember me, but I've known her since I was a little boy. Well, a little boy to her, because we were with
mm-hmm.
Hush Productions all at the same time. You know, Melba
right.
had Hush Productions, and Sarah Dash was with Hush. Freddie Jackson, Melissa Morgan. I was with a group that was with Hush and Charles Hutton's on. And Sarah Dash has always been a very spiritual person. I love her. I love her.
She's beautiful.
You know, yeah, this is your ministry, Jay. I saw you when we did that show. I want to say this. I know we're doing the Kenny Bobian thing, but I need to say this about you. And I remember the bad things that happened to me in life, and I remember the good things that happened to me in life. And I remember when we were doing that equality concert, and who was it? Gloria Ryan, Melissa Morgan, myself. It was a couple of other people. And I sat in that room with the other artists, and I have to tell you, it was the most amazing thing
not the concert itself, not because I was doing a concert and I was getting paid, because that happens all the time, but the way you took care of us, the room was just, I mean, when I walked into the room, it wasn't just this holding place, you know, where the artists sat and where the artist sat. Oh, this is where Kenny's going to be. This is where Melissa's going to be. And this is the spot we have for them. No, when we walked in the room, there was all types of beautiful stuff. There was all types of food. There was, you had hosts and people there looking out for us and taking care of us. And I said, I don't know who this is doing this. I said, but they really doing their thing. My publicist was there at the time, Savoy Walker and Mark Forrest. I said, who is doing this? What is going on? I said, this is so beautiful. And Mark said, isn't this beautiful? I said, whoever's doing this really respects people and really knows how to take care of people. And you had all these hosts and people was coming in every 10 minutes. Mr. Bobian, is everything okay? Are you ever, I said, oh, am I going on now? They're like, no. We just want to make sure that you're okay. Any food back here that you don't like, we'll go out and we'll get you what you want. I said, they got to be kidding me. I said, where are we? Are we in the land of Oz or something?
Wow.
You know,
wow.
It was the most amazing. You have such a way with people. And it wasn't just that. I watched you when I said, okay, I'm going to go hang out and watch the show for a while. I watched you with your audience. I watched you with your guests. I watched you with the vendors. I watched you with everyone. And you have such a way with people. You have a way of making people want to do things. I don't know how to explain it, but I said, this child here, I said, this child got it going on. I said, this is going to be successful. This is going to be great. And because if it's like this at this level, it's going to be at the next. And I understand what Sarah's saying. This is just your ministry. This is something you just have to do, you know, and you can't help it. It's just the way that you are, and it's just the way that God set it up. And I'm telling you, I told the Mark and my manager, I said, whenever they call me, you tell me. You come, you say yes.
Wow, thank you so much, Kenny. Now you have me tearful, and it, like you said, this is about you. Oh,
yep.
God, thank you. And I just want to give a shout out to everybody who ever had anything to do with the equality concerts that I put on in the past.
Yep.
All of those people, Kenny, that were checking on you are friends of mine.
Wow.
Were volunteers.
Really?
I wasn't in a position to pay anybody to do anything except for you artists who were in that room. And even
wow.
some of the other artists volunteered.
Wow.
The ushers volunteered. The people who took the money volunteered.
They were beautiful.
Security
were beautiful.
Volunteered.
Wow.
It was just, they're all a blessing, and they're all special to me and always will be. And
that is just wonderful, Jay. You
yes,
you have
God
some great people out to great people work with you. I wanted to take one of them volunteers. I said, I'm gonna put him in my bag and take him home with me. He he was just so wonderful, Mr. Bobian. Are you okay? Mr. Bobian, do you need anything? Mr. Bobian, and I was like, I would say something. I was like, you know what, this water's too cold. Maybe I should drink room temperature. He had it right there. I was like,
uh-uh.
Okay, I'm taking him home. Tell Jay I'm taking him. He's gone.
I hear that.
I loved it. Thank you so
yeah.
much. You're just so wonderful. You really are. And you just, you're such a people person. You make it so easy. You just really do. You make it so easy. And it's because of the great person that you are.
That's what
I love about God. He's not like man. He's not like us. God
right.
doesn't judge us according to our ways. He
right,
judges us
right.
according to our heart.
Exactly.
It's our heart that he judges. And you have such a great heart.
Thank
you really
you.
Do. And it shows in everything that you do, and I love you because of that. And if you ever
Thank
need
you.
Me, I'm right there.
You know what I need from you, Kenny?
Yes, ma'am.
Right
just
now,
tell me.
Right now, I would like for you to say, hi, this is Kenny Bobian, and you're having brunch in the basement with Javon. Can you do that for me?
Yes. You want me to do that now?
Right now.
Hi, this is Kenny Bobian, and you're having brunch in the basement with Javon. Me too, and it's good, y'all. It's good.
I love it. So Now, all, for all the listeners, every time you hear a Kenny Bovian song on this program, that's what you're going to hear before the song. So you're going to know Kenny's coming up. I love you so much. What's coming
I
up
love you
next,
more.
Son? What you got
oh,
coming
God.
Up?
I'm working on a new project. I'm actually working on two projects. I'm working on a new house project, and I'm working on a live gospel project. Isn't that going to be fun? And
yes.
We're working on the songs. We're in pre-production. We haven't done the live concert yet, so you guys are going to be invited. So you're going to be my special guest at the live concert. So we're working on those two projects. I'm just doing a lot of shows right now. Daryl Debrill Stewart, July 19th. I'm going to be stopping by there on my 25-year tour, you know, and performing there on July 19th. It's on the Facebook page. Please don't ask me where. You know, us artists
okay,
don't know.
Okay, not a problem. Not a problem.
But it's
not
on the Facebook
problem,
page, Jay. If you put it up on your page, you'll find it on my page, and you'll see it. It's for the Gospel House Cafe.
Yes,
and,
I know who he
it's
is.
Part of, yeah, it's part of the 25-year tour thing. I'll be doing that. And there's so much other stuff coming up. Jay, we got to stay in touch. We got to
oh,
stay
absolutely.
In touch. You know what
no
I'm saying?
Doubt.
We can't just do this interview thing. We got to stay in touch so we can stay connected with what each other you know, is doing. Because I'm a big supporter of you, and I want to continue that. You know what I'm saying?
And likewise.
That's
likewise.
Right. And it's about family. It ain't about no booking and all of that stuff. Let's
exactly.
just do it, you know?
We'll make it do what it do. But just
okay.
an FYI, speaking of family,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
mentioned Gloria Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to her the other day, and she said, you know, me and Kenny were supposed to do a song together. Personally,
we are
going to
do a song together.
I think that would be – that girl got some pipes. You got some pipes.
She's ridiculous.
If I got to write
so
the
pretty.
Song myself, okay?
She's ridiculous. Ain't she ridiculous? That girl knows she could sing.
What?
And
love
she's
her.
So pretty, ain't she pretty, Jay? What a pretty self.
I know. She's something else. But if I got to write the song myself, we're going to make it do what it do.
Jay, come in the studio. I heard you got a little something.
Yeah, I do.
What's up, Jay? I heard it.
You know, I do the songwriting thing. And Cheryl actually sang with you when you did the other live project.
Yeah, she did. How is she?
She's doing wonderful. She's doing gospel.
She better come on. She's going to sing on this one, too. You know that Cheryl
yoga.
Got some pipes on her.
Yoga. She's doing yoga now.
She's doing yoga?
She's a yoga instructor. She's a powerhouse
Child.
Yoga instructor.
Ain't no
she
need trained. Me coming. I'll be done broke something.
You know, me too. That's why I'm sitting home doing the radio while she's out there. But, Kenny, we love you. I have
oh,
a website, JavonBasement.com.
Okay.
And you will be... on that website, as I see what you're up to, I will post,
okay.
you know, where you're going to be, know that you're going to be doing the Gospel House Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
mm-hmm.
put, I'll talk to Daryl, make sure it's cool with him, and I'll
okay.
put the flyer up there.
Yeah,
and I'm always in support. You know, we connected, babe. No,
yeah.
never
yeah.
a problem. And
a
if I should do
them.
Another concert, you're in there.
Yep,
you know
I'm
that.
Right here. You let me know. And make
love
sure
you,
you have my little friend there, my little friend.
Oh, okay.
Make sure he's there. Yep.
Okay. I'll do
I love
that.
You.
So
I
now,
love
which
you so
which one we want to do on the out? Shall I shall not move, Father?
Yeah, let's do it. I don't know. Which one is your favorite?
My favorite is I Shall Not Be Moved.
Then let's do your favorite, boo. Let's go out with that.
Okay, let's do that. Love you.
Yeah. God.